I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Laos is a country that's hard to talk about when it comes to ministry, not because ministry isn't taking place, but because restrictions on Christians are ever-present. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says there are two reasons why.
When you become a Christian, then you're kind of a threat right there. They don't want you to leave Buddhism, but then also you've got this communist element that's trying to control your life as well.
However, we know that nobody can control the spread of the gospel. That's God's job, and here's how you can help.
And so it's important that Christians be praying, and not that the persecution ends, but that Christians will be strong, and that they'll be bold in their faith, and that they will not back down, even though they have opposition, and that they'll use every opportunity to preach the gospel.
And in 1916, missionaries to the Shantung province of China began taking in homeless children. Now, a century later, Kids Alive International serves in 15 countries around the world, helping children escape hunger, abuse, and exploitation. Matt Parker says they face a lot of challenges in a world growing more unsettled and insecure daily. Yet even after 100 years, the organization continues to focus on Jesus.
We believe that it's Christ alone who transforms lives forever. And so we're absolutely committed to keeping Jesus Christ right at the heart of every children's home that we run, every school, every care center, every community program, every decision that we make.
Ask God to use these kids in their walk with Him to help transform their own communities and nations. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. You can get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.